the first of tonight's speakers, who is Fanti.
I'm a grateful recovering addict. My name is Fandi. It's cold, yeah? I came from a tropical country. I'm used to it. You see, being an addict in Singapore, in other words, I've been hunted like a common criminal. It's very real. Being practicing addict, using addict, I'll be serving 3 to 7 years in prison, 3 stroke to 14 stroke of the cane. And it's very real. And being an addict, I relapse. That means I will be in and out of the system. Right? So in and out of the system, on the street, product of the system, my belief system is chaos. Basically, I don't know how to live. I don't know how to function as a human being. And in Singapore, it's about quite some time, but we start to how to function as an NE is about 12 years ago when we got a Canadian who fly to Singapore, an expat. Then he cleaned house because we don't know how to function. We are affiliated with organization, we don't pay rent and all that, then we have a clean house. So I was in a Narcotic Anonymous back then, just like a yo-yo. Like a yo-yo, in other words, I am my own sponsor, I work my own program. The room is just like a social club, made up coffee and all that. None of us work the program, none of us, because we don't have a mentor at all. No one have a clean time in 12 step in Narcotic Anonymous. Of course, we have in another sister fellowship, but being me, I serve time, they don't serve time. So I can communicate with them. So they came with a long sleeve, with a big tummy, we are myself skinny and all that, right? So about 12 years ago, then I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. By then already, becoming a smart aleck, I play around with the system. When I play around with the system, I can manipulate the system. You know what happened to me? I've been too long, I never get caught. I know the system well. Then the phrase came, sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I had enough of it. I walk in the room of Narcotic Anonymous, I have to do something about it. So I decided to have a sponsor, right? And I love that reading so much, written by the founder of Narcotic Anonymous, Jimmy Kay. When at the end of the road, I can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs. So I got 2 years and I relapsed again. I was just basically the same Fandi, the old Fandi, but not using me. So until I started to have a sponsor, then I was guided by the sponsor. And he told me, Fandi, it's a very simple program that you can follow them in your daily life. Very simple, don't complicate it. And he knew jolly well that I can't write. I don't want you to write. I want you to act on the program. So he suggested to me, make 90 days, 90 days, act on it. Don't write anything on your 1, 2, and 3. You don't have any experience on your 1, 2, and 3. So don't tell me all the fairy tales here. Act on it. So I have to act on my step 1. I'm jolly well, I'm powerless. What am I going to do? Make meeting. Yeah, because I don't have any experience. How should I write on how it works, right? So he asked me to act. Then I write because I had experience by then. Then gradually I get connected with him, with the fellow members, reaching out. There's a higher power with me. The coffee, the reading, the books, a power greater than myself to restore me to my sanity. Act on it. Then I have the experience. Then suggested to me in my 30 years to share. What am I going to share? I got nothing to share. My experience, all chaos, using, manipulating. I got nothing to share. It doesn't matter. They don't love, they laugh if you find it. And I, of course, it's not easy. I just make a decision to share. Every night I make a decision, I'm going to make a meeting. I have to act my 1, 2, and 3 in my daily life up till today. in never ending from 1, 2, and 3. And my 4 and 5, I have to revise everything that I know. What I was taught in school, how I live my life, how I treat others, what is respect, because I came from the system in a gang on the street. Respect is a different world to me. Whether it's black, I can make it white. Yeah, the system that I came from. But in Narcotic Anonymous, white is white, black is black. I have to revise everything. Everything. People are just people. This is my 4 and 5. I revise everything. Everything, my way of life, my commitment to others. By my 6 and my 7, I already identify my defect. My 7, when I realize I have an asset that I never practiced, that I have the love. My 4 for my hatred, my resentment. So my 7, I have to practice more. It all started in the beginning. When he was suggesting to me, finally reach out to newcomers. Because I wasn't a one person. In the beginning of my 6 months, I make up doing service. I started to practice compassion. Relationship, connection. I didn't know at all. Then he realized to me, he opened up doors for me. There you are. But gradually, I got my 7. I got my asset, reaching out to others there. This, I think, new thing that I learned. Doesn't mean the hatred is not with me. It's still there, but I don't practice it anymore. It's still there with me. It can never end until the day I die. It's very real. But what I have now is love. 6 and 7. And my 8 and 9. Make a list of all people I harm and become willing to make amends to them all. Yeah. I wrote down all the lists and all the system, you know, how I hated the system so much. I blame others and all that. So I wrote down family members, and then my sponsor was asking me, I don't see Fundy's name there. I asked him, do I have to make amends to myself? Yes, you do. I didn't know that. Yep. Prison system, the DEA, everybody, my family, my upbringing, all whatever. Then he wanted to know, where are you in there? I don't know. Then I told him, I don't know how to make amends to myself. Then he asked, what is your dream, Fandi? When you are in secondary school? Then you went to college. What's your dream? That's right. Then I told him that I wanted to travel the world. And I want to go to all the museum, especially Paris. Right? And I wrote it down. And he told me that I won't be seeing you at the meeting tonight, but I want you to share in the meeting. I was maybe about 10 months clean, just started working for a month or two. I don't have any saving. And being in Singapore, being an addict in Singapore, the government won't give you a passport after you out from the system for 5 years. But then I already out from the system, but still practicing addict. So he asked me to share. None of the members laugh at me. They hug me and say, your dream will come true. The beauty about my sponsor, he's not a financial guru. He never tell me, oh, this is your portion, your pay, this is for this. No. He don't do that. He highlighted, Fandi, I'm not a marriage counselor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm only got you the 12 step of recovery. That's it. So it's much more easier for me. He don't dictate me with, what he guide me is with love. I am blessed to have a sponsor. Let me know, please. So by then, when I say, During my second year in recovery, I traveled to Paris. I went to the Louvre. Then I went to Amsterdam, to Van Gogh, and it's very good. And I never look back. Every 2 years once, I'll be going to Toronto for my sponsee retreat. We are with a couple of hundred of my cousins there. And what narcotic has given me? Doors open, and I'm blessed. And I'm honored to Dean. A month ago, when we are texting, right? And Fanny, would you like to speak? How many years you got, Fanny? I got 10 years. And I'm honored to be able to speak. And now I'm travel to every commission that I can afford to. I get connected. And when I travel, that's the beauty about traveling. I'll be able to see people are just people. It doesn't matter what color, orange, purple, what religion I am. Doesn't matter. People just, and it's the beauty of Nakwari. And I'm blessed I found room in Nakwari. And dreams come true. Thank you, Brother Yusuf.